6 weeks after the children of Israel left Egypt, shortly after crossing the Red Sea, the people became dissatisfied, and the whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the people of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Would God sustain them during their journey to the land once promised to their forefather Abraham? Did they have faith in God, or did they doubt his mercy? Like the children of Israel, we look at the difficulties of the journey and doubt that God truly loves us. After all, at one point, even though slaves to sin, we were comfortable. Now, having left the comfort of our rebellious lives behind, we grumble at the hardships of our journey of faith. Some people simply want to give up and go back to slavery. After all, what we had seemed better than what we have now, even if we had no freedom or hope. As we live for the moment, rather than living with our eyes on Christ, we certainly will complain about the problems of this life. This week, we will look at God feeding and sustaining his people in the wilderness. In the same way he fed Israel, God gives us the fullness of his physical and spiritual blessings. May our Lord grant us faith to hold firmly to him, to trust him for all we need to sustain this body and life. Amen.